The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10pm with Gary Capewell, Andy Holding and Craig Forsyth in the studio. It's William Hill Lanzarote Day at Kempton Park. We've also got good racing at Warwick featuring the Classic Chase. There's also jumping from Weatherby and Lingfield as well on Saturday afternoon, so plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
I'm grand, thanks, Mark. And you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Looking forward to this weekend. Some good racing, particularly at Kempton and Warwick.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. There'll be some Cheltenham clues, as ever. As you know, we're now 9 weeks away from the big week of the National Hunt season. So, looking forward to it. I think the ground looks like it could well be testing at both venues this weekend, Mark. So, a lot to look forward to.
Mm. We'll move on to that in a moment or two. We'll get Craig's thoughts in the best races at both of those venues. But before we get to that, just a little bit of news, mainly coming from the Nicky Henderson yard. He's voiced his concerns about Sprinter Sakura's return. He's down to run in the, or plan to run in the Sodexo Clarence House Chase at Ascot next week. But the ground would be a slight issue, any more rain, and we might not see him yet again.
Well, that's a surprise, Mark, to be honest, because you look at his form in soft ground. He won a novice hurdle at Ascot back in February 2011. He's won at Sandown in December 2012 in soft ground. He won the Victor Chandler Chase when it was transferred to Cheltenham on heavy ground in 2013. So, you know, he beat size in Europe at Punchestown in soft ground. So I don't really see the argument for not running Sprinter Sakura. He clearly goes as well on soft ground as he does on a drier surface, and I just get the feeling that race course gallop that we seen a week or so ago was the final touches for him for Cheltenham. I'll be surprised if we see him now before the Queen Mother Champion Chase. I don't think he'll want to rush two races together. I think that race course gallop could be the only public viewing until Cheltenham that we see Sprinter Sakura, I'm afraid.
That makes the Champion Chase tricky, doesn't it? Because if you want to back him, you're backing a horse that we haven't seen for over a year. I suppose the only concern would be if it was very, very soft, wouldn't it? Because if he hasn't, you know, if it's his return from a long absence, you don't really want to be bottoming him on testing ground, do you?
Yeah, that's fair, but I think, you know, the public want to see the horse, and they've blown the cobwebs away. He was impressive. Well, he certainly looked impressive when he beat a useful yardstick in that gallop, you know, and I'm sure Nicky Henderson will have seen that as good as a race, and you know that would have taken any rustiness away from him. And I've just got a feeling now that was job done, and he'll be kept fresh for Cheltenham, and we'll see him again in the Queen Mother, hopefully.
Okay. Bit of other news from the Henderson yard. Simon Sigg, who's another horse that's had injury troubles. He's not declared for the Cheltenham Festival. He's not going to be ready for that. And the noises coming from the camp suggest we probably won't see him again this year. Incredibly frustrating, because he's a brilliant horse in his day, isn't he, Simon Sigg?
Yeah, you know, he's won his last six races when we last seen him, Mark, and of course he was a good winner of the Arco, beating Bally Green back in March 2013. He just seems to be approaching a comeback, and he receives another setback. Mm. He's nine now, and you know he's kicking on. You have to ask the question: will he be as good? Will he retain all his ability when he returns to the track after a few niggly problems? So that is the doubt as well. But you know, you want to see these good horses. He's won all but two of his races so far, and he is a real nice sort, and the National Hunt game needs horses like Simon Sigg, so it's a real blow for all concerned.
Anything else in the news caught your eye, Craig, before we move on to Saturday?
Yeah, not a lot really, Mark. Obviously some jockeys have been in the news for receiving bans, and you know, certain individuals have been speaking out, but as regards to the ban yesterday for Lizzie Kelly, it's in the rules, isn't it? The minimum penalty for that offence is 2 days. So, if common sense is to prevail, the rules need to be changed, and the stewards need to, have more be allowed to have more discretion to amend circumstances such as that yesterday, and it was a shame, really, because the horse hadn't won for a long time, and was a long way clear, but that's the rules. You know, the horse, you know, Lizzie Kelly clearly used the whip when the horse had won its race, and the rules say the offence for that is a minimum 2-day ban.
Yep, can't really argue with that, can you? Fair enough, let's move on. Saturday's racing is fast approaching, and we'll get Craig's thoughts at both Kempton and Warwick on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Saturday. A good Saturday coming up as well, and we'll start with the action at Kempton Park. Their feature race is the 240, which is the William Hill Lanzarote Hurdle, a listed handicap over 2 miles and five furlongs. We do have betting on site as well, and T for Two is the 5-1 market leader. 11-2 for Hello George, 6s for Warrantor, 7-1 for Hammersley Lake and Kilcooley, 10-1 for Delarca, Heath Hunter and Saffron Wells, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. T for Two, well backed earlier on in the week, Craig, now heads the market. Big ride for Lizzie Kelly as well, which mentioned her. And what do you make of the Lanzarote on Saturday?
Good race, Mark. I think, you know, the novice hurdlers is going to be the ones to concentrate on here, because there's three showing already a good level of form so far this year. And, you know, I think all three could have gotten in lightly here and could be ahead of the handicapper, with of course more progress to come. Starting with T for Two, Nick Williams' horse, I was really impressed with the way he went about his business when he won at Kempton back in October. You had to be disappointed by his run at Newbury when he finished third to Out Sam, but bounced back at Toast the last time, running out a convincing winner. One thing I would be really concerned about in a bigger field, a more competitive handicap than the novices he's been taking on recently, is his jumping. You know, he does make a lot of novice-type mistakes. And when you're doing that, going that little bit faster in a handicap, you know, I think it could take its toll and be costly for T for Two. So he certainly needs to brush up his jumping if he's to win a handicap of this nature, because he's still relatively inexperienced. He's open to a great deal of improvement from a mark of 134. Don't have any real doubts about him getting this trip. He's a previous course and distance winner, but he does need to brush up his jumping.
Okay, so do you take him on then?
I do take him on, Mark. Warren Tor's interesting for Warren Greatrix. What is interesting, that the handicap I thought worthy of a mark of 127 after his victory at Market Raisin, but Racing Europe has since bolted up, and the third has also since run very well, and he's raised him another £8 to 135.
Yeah.
Now, that could just be against them, that £8 rise in the weight. He would have been interesting off 127, but I just feel that the handicap may have just gone a pound or two over. He's still open to a great deal of improvement. You know, he won despite the trip at Chepstow. He looked a stare on that occasion, and the further he went, the better he looked at Market Raisin last time. So he's a smart novice for sure. I just feel that, you know, that £8 rise that he's decided to go for him could be against him, which for me leaves the door open for Hello George, a real interesting horse of Philip Hobbs. Won at Exeter back in October, then his two runs that followed that were in strong novice company, third behind Jolly Allen. I think there was a Warren Greatrix horse on that occasion, finished second as well, who we haven't seen again. Yeah, King's Tempest. You know, that was a real strong piece of novice form, as was his third next time behind Robinsforth. And pitched into handicap company on a mark of 129 in the Ladbroke over 2 miles. Philip Hobbs expressed concern pre-race that trip may be on the short side for him, and that was certainly the way it looked, because he was staying on strongly in the closing stages to take sixth, and stepping up to 2 mile five here could be the making of the horse. He's a half brother to Maggie Blue, who stayed 3 miles easy. So I think there's a lot of improvement to come from Hello George, and he looks really well treated off 129 mark, and I would make him the selection.
Okay, Hello George then, running off 10 stone there, so yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Moving on to the next race, the 3 o'clock at Warwick. This is the Neptune Investment Management Novices Hurdle, which was the Leamington Novices Hurdle, a grade 2 event over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And where do you want to start here? I mean, I suppose Shantou Bob's going to be relatively popular in the market here, Craig.
He's the one they're going to have to beat, really. He's the one that sets a standard here, Mark. He's the one they all have to improve past, if you like. He's looked a resolute galloper, what we've seen him over hurdles so far. You know, galloped his rivals into the ground at Lingfield. It was really soft that day, over 2.5. And, you know, last time he was catching Vita Duroc all the way to the line and just failed by a nose. Nicky Henderson's horse has run a real good race, finishing second in the Challow Hurdle since then. The form's rock solid. You know, he'll handle the soft conditions no problem, and he just looks like he'll gallop all day long. So he's going to be a hard horse to beat in this, Mark. The one that could give him most to think about is Alicia de Landelier of Philip Hobbs, who won a point in real heavy ground. And at Ascot last time, he certainly wasn't disgraced. Obviously, going off 7-4 favourite, they thought he would do a lot better. But he bumped into a fairly smart horse on that occasion. And you look at his action, you know, the softer the better for this horse. He really wants testing conditions. So I'm expecting a big improvement from Philip Hobbs' charge. And he could be the biggest danger to Shantou Bob. I think we should also mention Flintham, who's a full brother to Carruthers. Obviously, as of yet, you know, he isn't anywhere near the standard of Carruthers. He's only rated 1-2-3, and he's got several pounds to find with a few of these. He's rated 20 pounds below Shantou Bob. So you can see the improvement he needs to find to figure here. But again, conditions will be in his favour. I have the feeling he'll run a nice race and ruin a good handicap marker 1-2-3 here.
Okay.
Without winning, Mark.
Yeah. Fair enough. The 3.35 at Warwick is the final race we look at. This is the Classic Chase, which is a Grade 3 handicap over 3 miles and 5 furlongs. A nice field of 16 here, and the market is headed by Return Spring, who's 5-1. 7-1 for Carruthers and Shotgun Paddy. Ben Bainhead and Rigged Under Boshen are both 9s. 10-1 for Global Power. 11s for Theatrical Star and West End Rocker. And then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Few previous winners in here.
Three.
Yeah. So, any of them win it again, do you think, or something new this year?
I don't, you know, Shotgun Paddy, when he came into the race last year, he came here on the back of a decent prep run, finishing second to Black Thunder. This year he comes here after pulling up in the Welsh National. He made a bad error early in that race, and he never really recovered from that, but he still has questions to answer. You know, he's only £2 higher than when he won this last year. But he's lumping 11-12 about and what will be testing conditions, and I think that will be against them. Rigged Under Boshen, of course, who won it a few years back. He can go well fresh, this horse. You know, the 259-day layoff wouldn't be a concern. But again, you know, he's high enough in the weight currently off a marker 143 and West End Rocker. It's hard to see him, you know, winning a race of this nature at the age of 13, Mark. I think there's a few younger horses that are open to more improvement that will improve past West End Rocker.
Okay, so who do you like to win it this year?
The horse I like is Hawk's Point of Paul Nicholls. I think what you need here is a horse that travels and particularly jumps well, because those five fences that come close together down the back straight, you know, take a bit of jumping, and if you make mistakes, it can prove costly, and you don't want to be losing too much ground when conditions are as testing as this. Hawks Point disappointed a little in the Welsh National. He pulled up this year after going close 12 months ago, but prior to that, he had run a real good race in the trial at Chepstow, finishing third to Rebecca's Choice. The handicapper, you know, has dropped him £6 for that Welsh National run, which looks, you know, really fair. He's got blinkers on for the first time. Conditions will be no problem. Paul Nicholls won this race back in 2006 and 2007. I think he looks really well handicapped nowadays, does Hawks Point. He would be the main selection, and Global Power down the bottom, 10-7. If he can just brush up his jump, and he has a habit of making the odd mistake, which could prove costly in a race of this type, he's another one that could go close as Global Power. But I would certainly have to make Hawks Point the selection, blinkered first time.
Okay, good stuff, Craig. Let's just have a quick summary before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections for Saturday one more time.
Yeah, the William Hill Lanzarote, Hello George, that race is due off at 2.40 at Kempton. In the 3 o'clock at Warwick, Shantou Bob is going to be very difficult to beat, but he'll be a short price. And finally, in the 3.35 at Warwick, the stay in handicap, Hawks Point for Nicholls and Twiston Davis.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Craig. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM. Gary Capewell, Andy Holding and Craig will be in the studio. It's Kempton, Warwick, Weatherby and Lingfield. Some good racing to look forward to. William Hill Lanzarote Day at Kempton, and there's the Classic Chase at Warwick as well. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.